Yosef always had an amazing grasp of the future. Perhaps that sounds strange, but Yosef knew how to interpret dreams. He knew what would happen. He understood how God was involved in his life, and how God often let him know about what was going to be taking place afterwards. From the day that Yosef stood in front of Paro, the dreams that he had as a young man began to crystallize. In those dreams, he believed that the day would come, that his brothers would come, and one day not only bow down to him, but they would be subservient to him in terms of their economic existence. And from the day he stood in front of Paro, and he heard Paro's dreams, and he understood that there would indeed be years of plenty, but then years of a drought in the entire region, from that moment Yosef knew that his brothers would be coming. And he knew more or less when that would happen. He knew when the food would become scarce. He knew when their father would send them, because Yosef, as I said, always understood the future. And Yosef waited for the day, and we can't help but imagine that he knew exactly what he was going to say when they came, because it didn't take him by surprise. He knew it was coming. When his brothers come in front of him, Yosef recognizes them, because of course he had an advantage knowing that they would soon be there, and they had no idea who this was. Not only did they have no idea, for them in their minds it was impossible. And when Yosef sees them and he recognizes them and there's no sense of recognition on their part, they don't appreciate the irony. They don't appreciate that the dreams have already partially come true when they come looking for food from Yosef. And they need him for food, and they bow down to him. The dreams are coming true, and they don't even recognize it. I don't believe that Yosef needed the validation, that Yosef needed them to recognize it. I think Yosef wanted something else. Years before, when Yosef was lost along the way, and he meets an anonymous man in the field, and the man says, "What are you looking for?" And Yosef says, "I'm looking for my brothers." And that's never changed. Yosef always is somebody who's looking for his brothers. And now his brothers are there in front of him, having bowed down and buying food from him, just like he dreamed, just like he believed, just like he always knew. But they don't know it's him. Perhaps he would think that after all these years, and the brothers knew Yosef was headed towards Egypt, maybe they would be looking for him nonetheless. And he says that to them. He accuses them of being spies. He says, "You guys are looking for something." And they say, "No, we're not spies. We're just 12 brothers. We're just coming for food." And he goes, "No, you're spies." And they say it again, "No. We're 12 sons of one man. One is with their father. Ve'echad einenu. And one isn't." And at that moment, they were speaking about Yosef. He isn't. That's the narrative. That's the story in the family. There's one brother who isn't. And they leave it open-ended. What does isn't mean? Einenu. He's not with us. What does it mean he's not with us? Did you lose him? Is he dead? Is he alive? And Yosef tries again and says, "Who? He's the one I'm referring to. He's the one who I said when I said you're spies." And the brothers don't know what he's talking about. And they say, "No, no, no, we're just looking for food." Yosef is working very hard to try to get to a point where his brothers recognize that they've made a mistake. And he practically says it. I think he did say it. He says, "You're looking for your brother." And they say, "No, we're not looking for anything. We just want some food." They sat and they had food as Yosef was sold. They sat and were eating food as he was screaming from the pit. And now they say, "All that we really want is food." And there's something very tragic about this entire story. Because Yosef searched for his brothers. Yosef wants his brothers. Yosef wants his brothers' recognition. Yosef wants his brothers to say, "We're looking for something." And you know what? I firmly believe that had the brothers at that moment said, "You know what? Years ago we had a brother." And you know, sometimes families get into fights, and that brother, we haven't seen him for years, we believe he's in Egypt, and we want nothing more than to bring him back home to his father. I believe if Yosef's brothers would have said that to him, at that moment he would have said, "I am Yosef, Ha'od Avichai. I am Yosef, is my father still alive?" But the brothers could not say it. Maybe they were thinking it. Maybe they were looking for him. But they could not articulate their brother who was missing. And at that point, Yosef goes into plan B and says, "If you don't miss this brother, let's see what would happen if another brother gets taken from you. Would you miss him? Are you ever going to be one family? Are you ever going to come together? Are you ever going to realize that you've made a mistake? Are you ever really going to care about your brothers? Will you ever get to the point that Yosef has been since he was 17 years old? It's my brothers I'm looking for." Yosef tries to bring his brothers to the exact same point where he is, because he desperately wants his brothers, to be looking for him.